Lot of people told me that they don't really know how to approach the day of Purim. Purim is a day where young people, which they enjoy drinking, they have something out of it, the way they think. But the older you get, the less you are connected to Purim. That's what I saw when I spoke to people. They don't really know what to do with it. So I try now to give a mahalach in the day of Purim. That means let's approach the day in the most simple way. And this simplicity of the approach to the day will enable us afterwards to put into this simplicity whatever content you want. You can go to Hasidus, you can go to Baral, you can go to Paraditzchok, you can go to Mekubolim, to whatever you want. But there is a certain simple way of approaching that day of Purim, which that this simplicity will build the basis of our relating to this big day. In order to understand the thing in the right way, I want to tell you a story that once came a person to me, which he told me that he doesn't really connect to Torah, he doesn't connect to learning. He tried everything. He tried that he should learn quickly, and or he should learn Lahalocha, or he should learn Be'iyun, and nothing really goes. So I asked him whether he has a hobby, because you have to understand what are the different koiches which are guiding him. Does he have a hobby? He says no. That was a little bit awkward. Then I asked him when he was a boy whether he had some hobby. So he said no. So this was already very strange. Normally as a boy you enjoy doing things, sports or something like this. You really didn't have a hobby? So in the end he says, yes, but I am ashamed. So he was American and he said he was ashamed. So you could imagine that in my fantasy, when somebody's ashamed to tell which hobby he had, I thought perhaps he was standing in a corner in New York and shooting at people. I don't know, what did he do? Why should you be ashamed, you know? What's going on? Why are you ashamed from your hobby? I had to ask him what was the hobby. And then after a time he told me, I was reading books, fantasy books, something like Harry Potter, which I didn't read it, but it's such a book. But I was reading the book a lot of times. I read it 10 times. So when he told me that he read that 10 times, most probably the truth is that he was reading it 50 times. And he was ashamed. So I looked at him like bewildered and I said, "Ma, you are ashamed? That is your key to Ruchnius. Because you are able to live through a story again, even though you know what's going on. That's unbelievable. That's one of the biggest vessels for Ruchnius." But he was ashamed. And by us, it's a similar thing. By us, someone that reads a story again, you know it already. Why do you read it again? Why do you waste your time? You have to go further on. So the point is no. A story is not about knowing the story. A story is about being touched, living the story. The Megillas Esther we are reading is a story, but you're reading it twice. That's the only thing you do twice. The only. You read it by night, and afterwards you read it by day. Matonas Levioinim doesn't mean you give one matona and then you have to go over and give again a matona. No, you have to give two matonas, but that's not going over. But the Megillah you really go over. It's the same thing again. And the way you know that the Iker reading of the Megillah, the main reading of the Megillah, is by day. But the novelty is by night. Yes. But the main point of the Megillah is not the novelty. The main point of the Megillah is read it again. You have to live that. You read it again. So let's see the very simple story of the Megillah. There is content without limits in the Megillah, but there is a simple story going on too. The simple story of the Megillah, L'chaira, is that in the beginning, the Jewish nation or the Jews were in despair. They gave up on their Judaism, on their being a Jewish nation. They gave up on that. That's why they went together with Achashverosh and made this whole big festival, you know, which was in Shushan, and they were there, going there too, because this was about that 70 years passed, the way the Novi said, it has to be a Golos of 70 years, and Nebuchadnezzar Achashverosh made the Cheshbon, and there were 70 years passed and the Borei Olam didn't take them out, was nothing happening, so it sounds like that this thing was finished and the Borei Olam gave up on them. And they also were a part of this Mesiba, so that was the Taira. So now the first thing is that I can really identify with that. Yeah, for sure, when I look around, wherever I look, you know, first of all, we have to be aware that the Freie people are also part of the Klal Yisrael, okay? They're all. Only let's do it, you know? So this is something imaginable, that there should be a flourishing Jewish identity by people which are so strange and alien to Torah, to everything Jewish? No, oh, can't be. No, that's it, you know. And when you look at the Olam, which is more Shema Torah Mitzvahs, you see problems from inside, from outside, from everywhere. And the moment I say that there is a problem, people come to me and say, okay, you said there is a problem, but what's the solution? So I'll tell them, okay, I don't know the solution, but there is a problem. So I get the answer always. So why do you say there is a problem when you don't have a solution? That means you gave up. The moment there is a problem, you are giving up, because nothing, you don't even think there will be something to do when you are facing the problem. So let's close the eyes and everything is okay. There are no problems and we are okay. That's called giving up. We give up. I can very much identify with the beginning. They gave up on that. There comes Mordechai, and Mordechai comes and tells them, Rabbi Yisrael, it doesn't go like this. And he comes with the most hilarious argument. The most hilarious. The most hilarious argument is that Haman writes, or he says explicitly, that I want to kill all the Jews because this guy did not bend in front of me. That's explicitly what Haman says. But Mordechai tells them, no. You make a mistake. And Haman makes a mistake either. Haman said that he makes the gzeira because of me. No, he makes the gzeira because of you 12 years ago that you ate from this big festival by Achashverosh. You ate there. Do you remember what you ate 12 years ago? Nene misudosu, you were nene from that festival. Do you remember 12 years ago what you did? I don't remember a week ago what I did, 12 years ago. And now look that guy. That guy, he is blamable, you know, very obviously he's blamable. And now he has a very low-level self-defense. He himself says, no, I will save you. And what is the problem that you ate 12 years ago? What are you telling me was Tutsach? No. Klal Yisrael had to move inwards and say, yes, we are a Jewish nation and we are looking at the whole world in a different way than normal people look at the world. Normal people wouldn't think about 12 years ago and now, no. You think about the obvious reason, which is said. Haman said the obvious reason. No. This is only the outside. That there's something more going on. That's what Mordechai was working together with the Jewish nation, with the Jews there. I said, okay, so now the Jewish nation is there. And now the Gzeir of Haman is turning over against them. Now we have a problem with it, with the Megillah, because the message is clear the moment you say Vayisloes Homon Alo Eitz Asher Hechid Lamordechai. That's clear now. That is clear now. You don't have to go further on. It's clear. Homon was there on the Eitz, on this very same thing which he prepared for Mordechai. That was the problem of Homon. Okay, I got the message. And then, no, the Megillah doesn't end. But you would want the Megillah to end. And his sons too, and all the people from him, they all got killed. Leshono habo b'nei choyrid. Finished. No, it goes further. Vateif, what is Hanenloi? And what will be with the base Homon? And what will be with the Gzera? And we have to go, and we have to try to do that. And do, are we allowed to keep them hanging, you know, another day, which is a big, that's a big problem, to let someone hang, you know, that's, you know that from the Torah. But could we do that another day? And well, it does. And why? Because the Megillah is not about the message. The Megillah is about reality. The way you say in English, you say, is it really true? The Megillah is not only about truth. It's about real. And real is not real till it is finished. So the Megillah has to finish, and we have to finish this story till the end of the reality, and twice. And this story has to be touching you. That's why you say it twice. It touches you. It's not only an information you get, it touches you. And it's a very simple part of that story. You say that twice. Klal Yisrael is alive against all the odds, against all what you see on the surface. No, Klal Yisrael is alive, and it's very much a part of what the Borei Olam wants, the simplicity of Klal Yisrael, the simplicity of the Jewish nation. The Borei Olam wants that, because the whole Gzeira was on the body. So no, that body, these people are important for me. That's what the Borei Olam tells you in the Megillah. And you go with that till the end. That you do twice. Okay. So that's your Chavaya. That's what you experienced. And now, this goes further. You experienced that Hashem wants a Jewish nation. When you experience something, there is an inner drive that you want to share that with others. I want to show that from a very secular point, which I was not so into that when I was young, even though I was in Luzern. I was not so into that. I can't really sit 2 hours and someone should tell me what to think, what to do, you know. So, but when people look at films, that's like a story. But they are involved in that. I saw it. My enjoyment of the theater, of this cinema theater in Luzern, wasn't to go in there. But at 10:15, when I was out there, outside, and they saw how people are coming out of that theater. That was like you just saw that they lost their brain inside, you know. They were like walking on the moon, you know, because they were all involved in this story. They were all involved and taken from that avira, that message or whatever it was there. They were from this story, they were very much touching them. But when you are touched by a story, you want to share that with others. That's a whole tarbut, that's a whole part of a culture, that when you are a certain film is taking you, you want to discuss that with others. Rebbe, you don't have anything better to do? someone had some idea in the middle of the night because I didn't sleep well, and then he made up some story which is absolutely nonsense, and he put that on a screen, and you really, because I don't know, a certain affinity with that, you were taken by it. Why do you have to go and make another one also meshuge with your mishigas? Why? Because that's natural. It's a natural thing that when you are taken by something, you want to share it. This is Mishloach Monos b'Matonos L'Elyonim. Mishloach Monos b'Matonos L'Elyonim is simply the urge of expression. I saw how big that is, the simple Jewish nation. You are also part of it. I'll give you something to eat. That is the Mishloach Monos. And the Mishloach Monos you do with a simple Jew. Your neighbor, but you know your neighbor or whatever it is, you know him very well, and you know that he is, you don't quarrel with him, I don't ask you that, but you are, yeah, I know him, you know, he's, yeah, it was Eris, you know, you, there's no lack of neighbors where you think like this, and then, yeah, yeah, okay. And so, then him you give a Mashloach Monos. I'm very happy with that. That I had a, I don't know that he's not here anymore, but I had a chaver, which was a chaver b'leiv nefesh, the Yoine Rechnitzel. And we were living one close to the other. Yoine, at Shabbos in the morning, we had a chavrusa, it was by me at home, and he came to me at home at 6 o'clock in the morning, so it was 6:30, I don't remember when. Shabbos, and he put his shreibel on the table, and we learned together. My children still remember that they had to be very careful not to touch the shreibel, even though that was the most interesting item at the time, because I don't have one like this. And but no, you may not touch, but Yoine came. So it's a walking distance. It's a comfortable walking distance. I never got a Mishloach Monos. Because you don't give Mishloach Monos to the friend which you are already friend and doesn't need, and no, you don't make your friendship stronger and, no. No, it's not your friendship. It is the simple Jew by the other. It's simply because he's a Jew. And this experience of the Megillah, which was so touching, and you were so involved in that, this simply has to be given out. That is by the Matonas Levyoinim. The Levyoinim, those are the people which are in a place in the Jewish nation which is low, and you want to help them. They should be on a higher place. And Mishloach Monos, that this is the one, the Jew, you are simply connecting to. And it is a simple connection to a Jew. It's not fostering your friendship, no. It's a simple connection to a Jew next to you. Just give it out, you know, Ata gam Yehudi, bo tikach. You should take it. So that is the Hemshach that you say two times. You say Megillah, and then the Hemshach is Matonas Levyoinim Mishloach Monos, that you simply are going to the other simple Jew and give him. Then it depends on your condition. And then you daven minche. So this depends. You know, there is not a big inyan to be shikar in the morning. So, but however, so don't be under pressure. But minche. In Purim could be revealed something a little bit more, the background of Tefillah, which the background of Tefillah is this thing, that Hashem is interested in the Jewish nation. That's the background of Tefillah. Today it's a little bit harsh. That is a thing which is for me also emotionally loaded in these days. When I think and stand as one as and say that Hashem is so interested in the Jewish nation, but on the way we are beaten up from left and right, from all the sides, you know, and is it anti-Semitism? Is it a terrible milchoma over here? But we are in very difficult times. But the Borei Olam, he loves the Jewish nation. So that is it's a difficult thing, but that is the reality. It's like, don't be Jewish, don't give up on it. The Borei Olam for sure loves the Jewish nation. That's for sure. Even though on the surface it's not really always fitting, but that is for sure the fact, and that's the Tfilas Minche on Purim. And then you go to the Suda. So the point of the Suda, that you are drinking wine. So a lot of older people, not older, but older people, they don't drink wine because, no, it's not for me. A little bit, not really for me. So I don't go into the details whether you should drink wine. I asked the Mashgiach once whether he drinks wine on Purim, and he says no. I asked him why. So I said, because as a student in the student organization where he was in Berlin, they wanted to make him shiker. And that's the way the student do, that you take one guy and he has to drink keneged kulon. That means everyone is drinking with him. So he has to drink with the first and then with the second and then with the third and then with the fourth. And he drinks, the one only drinks one thing or a certain amount, but he has the amount keneged kulon. So he said, you know, I was sitting there, I drank it with all of them. They all became shiker and I only had a headache afterwards. So I saw that the alcohol really doesn't work on me the way it should work. So then since then I don't drink alcohol. Why should I do that? So he didn't drink alcohol. So you can do whatever you want. You know, it's not that I tell you you have to drink, but you have to understand there has to be one thing happening. And this is a hemshich of the beforehand. Beforehand, you saw this simple Jewish nation is important by the Beroil. On the Sudas Purim, you are becoming a simple Jew. You are taking off all the guards which you have throughout the years. You know, I have a guard, I have a frak, and I am a choshev person, and I give shiurim and meiridik. But on the Purim Suda, I take all these things off, and I see by me, there is a simple Jew there, simply. And we can't overestimate the importance of being a simple Jew. In Perek Chelek it says, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Habo, but there are a few of them which don't have a Chelek Olam Habo. Those are the big Rishoyim, like Yerovom, Menashe, Achov, and all these big, unbelievable Rishoyim, what they did. So they don't have a Chelek Olam Habo. But in the end of the Sugya in Perek Chelek, there it's mentioned that Chazal say that kulom boim lo olam habo. Everyone is going into the olam habo. That means the mere fact that he is Jewish makes him a possibility to enter olam habo. That's unbelievable. It's only because you are Jewish? Yes. I made all the averas, all of them, you know, and out of the averas I have to be thrown out lo netzach. It can't be anything for eternal life. No, you have something internal in you that is being a Jew, and that makes you shayich to Olam Habo. So the point of the mitzvah, only to clarify that a little bit, the point of the mitzvah, it makes you your personal place in Olam Habo. That means chelek. But a Jew is boim lo Olam Habo. He will come there. He will not have a chelek specially for him. He will be on a public platform. That means he'll go in the bus when you want in the eged, you know, you hold yourself there forever, you know, you are standing there in between other people and you have no personal place to be. You will not have a chelek, but for sure you'll be in a netzach, because it's impossible that someone which is Jewish will not stay forever. It's not shayach. Whatever averus, but it's not shayach, impossible. Kulam boy bloy lo mabo. That's the maskona there in Perek Chelek. So being a simple Jew, that's the biggest thing in the world. But on Purim, that's the work. That the way we said that the story on the Jewish nation is a very simple story, and the simplicity has to take you. You have to be touched by that, and then you are working that lemaise, that's the Mishloach Modus, that's the Matonis Levyonim. Your personal place in that story is that your simple Jew is better than anything else. Your simple Jew. And that's why you drink. So by me, I didn't try anything like the Mashgiach, drinking against all the others, but by me, wine is is not really making me shaker, you know, wine alone. That doesn't do that. But I drink wine. But it makes an teretz, or makes a feeling that you can take your guard off. You don't have to be guarded so much. I myself only, I have certain things which I do, especially on Purim, in order to remind me that I have to be more simple and take off these guards. One of them is, I tell you, it's Purim, I may tell you that, on Purim, I wear a shirt, a very nice shirt. It's off-white. It's not white. So that's exactly what Leuchter is, no? Because it is white. So you can't really have any objections on me. I am fine. I have a black suit and a white shirt. But it's not really to the point, you know? It's not really to the point. That's exactly what Leuchter is, you know? People say, you know, what do you want from me? I give you Mekeres, I give you Torah, I tell you things which are based on Torah, Nachon. But you don't know the Yeshivishe Hashkofe. Leuchter is not exactly the way it should be. Huh? And that's me, Nachon. So the reminder is that I put such a shirt. Yeah. I'm not this choshev guy. No. I am. Yeah, fine. You can't take that off. I stay a Jew. I stay other things I take off. So this is the drinking only is revealing that simplicity in you. A lot of people, they are afraid of this simplicity by them. Not afraid from the averus. Yeah. We are not holding by that we should drink like Shichrusoi Shaloit, you call that, like being entirely drunk, like Rabbi Yisrael. We are not holding there. Rabbi Yisrael said he wants to make a proofreading on his body. That's why he drinks wine till he's shikr entirely, you know? So I don't have to put in wine in order to clarify to myself in which direction my body will go when I make a proofread on him. I know that before the beginning of the drinking, Rabbi Saul didn't. When he was drinking and he was drunk entirely, the Talmidim were standing around him and were listening very well, because he said then things in Torah which he never said when he was sober. Never. But he said it when he was shikar. So that's his being proofreading his body. So I don't proofread my body. But I take off guards. I have certain guards I take off. I'm more simple. And that happened to me not long ago, this week. I was revealing something simple about me. Not the bad midah, nothing bad. But something which was unexpected by me. And that was very surprising and a certain way scary, because I never thought about that. But that is your simplicity as a Jew. Embrace that. That is a Suda's Purim. You are drinking in order to remind you, or to do that you are taking off all these guards, being important, being more sophisticated, being more this. No. I'm a simple Jew. That's the most important part in me. So that then you're going through. You see, it's one line. From Leil Purim, Megillah, again Megillah, because you have to live that. You are acting out, that is, the Mishloach Monos and the Matonis Levyoinim, and then you are acting in, like, you are acting towards yourself. That's the Mishte, which is a Suda, together with wine, which the wine will take off your guards and show you that being the simple Jew, that's the best thing in the world. That's the Purim. And now, with that, you have in your hands a vessel, which this vessel enables you, that you are able to pour into that whatever you want. You can take Hasidus, Ishbit, Soidya Shorim, you can take Kumarner, which he wrote the Perush of the Megillas Esther, which is Kulei Kabbalah, you can take the Altar von Kelm, which I don't really know. They gave out a whole piece from the Altar von Kelm, a whole book about Purim also. So I don't really know whether the Altar von Kelm drank wine. That would be very surprising. But he spoke about Purim. You can take these things about Emunah and about the Ness and about everything you can do. But all is going into that simple thing. I am Jewish. I'm a simple part of the Jewish nation. I'm being part of the Jewish nation, and the Jewish nation is the most important thing in the world. That what Purim tells us, and that is the whole day. And now you can do whatever you want with that. And you'll be able to go through the Purim in a meaningful way like this. You should have a good Purim, and it should be a good psuras for all of the Jewish nation through that Purim within that time. All the best.